Good evening. We're going to take a few minutes tonight to have a Yom Kippur evening sermon, so to speak. The speech that welcomes in Yom Kippur. There are two major speeches, really, on Yom Kippur. There's one in the eve when we start Yom Kippur, and most shuls will also have a short but very powerful speech just before the last prayer of Ne'ilah. So, being that you guys are going to hear it in Hebrew, I'm not sure you're going to be able to follow the speech here, so I'll give you a different speech. Food for thought, which I hope will help you on your way through Yom Kippur. Our story begins with a very rowdy class in a very problematic school, and the teacher walks in, and he's told that this is a class that hasn't succeeded and is about to graduate 8th grade, and some of the kids can't even read. And he walks in, and he has an agenda how to accomplish with this class. He looks at the class, and before he can start talking, one of the kids sitting in the back starts tossing a tomato in his hand. And he says, "Teacher, tell me, am I going to throw this tomato at you when you're facing me or when your back is to me? What's your preference?" So, this is one of those pivotal moments when teachers define themselves and define their relationship with the class. And everyone knows it. The student, the teacher, and all the other students watching. So the teacher looks the student in the eye and says, "Young man, I don't know your name yet, but I'm going to learn your name. And what we're going to do right now is you're going to get off that seat, walk out the door, and come back into this classroom regretting what you just said. We're not going to address what you just said. But as you walk out and walk back in, I want you to think of one thing. You just disrespected yourself more than you disrespected me. I've come here to teach, to learn with you. And if you've come here to mock that process, you're hurting yourself. And you're going to walk out that door and think about the fact that you will not destroy your own future. You will not destroy your vision of yourself. When you began class that way, we could have started a year that would head downhill. And we're not going to do that. You're going to walk out that door, walk right back in, and go to your seat and think about the idea that you have a future." And then the teacher waited till the student walked out, walked back. And then he said to the students, he said, "Look, I don't care what you did and didn't do before you came to my class. I'm not going to charge you with the fact that some of you don't know how to read. I'm not going to throw the books at you that some of you don't know how to spell or add or do math. There is one thing I demand of you. I demand of you to think forward and not think back. I demand of you to think forward as a possibility and not look back and say, 'But last year I got all F's.' That's the only thing I demand of you. I have no claims against you for what you did in the past. I will have one claim against you, though, and that is the question of what you will build your future. If you cease to hope for a better future, then I will hold it against you. So long as you're willing to work for a better future, I'm willing to work with you." We begin Yom Kippur. We begin with Kol Nidrei. What are we saying? We begin with two concepts, actually. On Yom Kippur, we begin with one concept where we say, even the sinners who ordinarily are not allowed to enter shul, the guy who blatantly goes and opens his shop on Shabbos, the guy who blatantly goes and sells material that's improper, the guy who is dishonest in his business, there are all kinds of people who we tell them, "Hey, shape up. You can't walk into shul when you're such a harm to society." But one day a year, we say, even the sinners, they come and they become a part. We can't begin prayer without them. And that's the first declaration we make. when we start prayer on Yom Kippur Eve. We say, Al da'at ha-makom ve'al da'at ha-kahal, with the approval of the omnipresent, with the approval of the congregation, Anu matirin litpalel im ha-avaryanim. We are hereby permitting all the sinners to enter, we're all going to pray together, and we need a unification of the people when we approach our prayers. So that's the first concept. Before we even start Yom Kippur, that's the first thing the Chazan says. We take out the Sifrei Torah, two Sifrei Torah from the Ark. Two older people stand by the Chazan as he makes this declaration, as though it's a declaration of the court, to allow people who would ordinarily be ostracized. Ordinarily we'd say, yeah, you can't enter shul. If the whole community is a Sabbath observant community, think back in Europe. And one guy keeps his shop open on Shabbos, so he's trying to make a breach in our observance of mitzvot. So we'd say, hey, buddy, we're not going to let you come in here when you do that. And there are all kinds of other circumstances when we do that. Come Yom Kippur, we say, no. Everyone must come in. Now, again, notice the example I gave. Today, when there are so many people who desecrate Shabbos, and there are so many people who don't know better, and there are so many people who are confused and don't even know what they're supposed to do, so obviously we don't come and say, hey, you guy who grew up in Tel Aviv and don't know any better, we hold it against you. We understand the guy doesn't know any better. But that's why I gave the example of a situation where a guy grew up in a certain community and decided to go against it. But there's a second concept. And that concept, the Chazan declares, and we read along with him, Kol Nidre, all vows, Vesarei, and prohibitions, V'charamei, V'kunamei, V'kinuyei, V'kinusei, different forms of prohibitions that we took upon ourselves this past year, different vows, we are hereby annulling them. And I think the concept is an important one. Very often we feel bound by our past. And we begin Yom Kippur and it's as though we're cutting the knots from our past. We're saying, even if I took a vow, even if I took it upon myself, sometimes we say, I'm going to do this. A guy promises his friends, you know, that's how all the gangs get moving. They dare the guy, you want to become a part of the gang? Go show us you're willing to do this crime or that crime. Very often people feel bound, but you said, we start Yom Kippur and we say, cut the binds of the past. And right after that, start looking forward. And that's our challenge when we enter Yom Kippur. To be able to look forward and, just like the teacher told that class, don't let your past hinder your future. You must look forward and create a better future. The fact that until this day, our history looked one way, that's history now. But how tomorrow will look, well, that's what we're deciding on Yom Kippur. And it takes greatness to do that. It's much easier for a person to continue the path. There's one more idea which I think we have to take with us going into Yom Kippur. We often challenge ourselves. We give ourselves goals that are way beyond our capacity. We tell ourselves, if I were really pious, I'd be doing A or B and C. I'd be looking like so and so. I'd be doing such and such. And then we say, okay, I can't do that. So fine, so I'm fine the way I am. I can't do more. And that's not true. That's not fair. What we've really done is we've cheated ourselves. We've said, if I can't be 100%, so I'm not going to be any greater than I am today. And that's not fair. Our job is to take a step forward. We don't have to win the race tomorrow, but we do have to take a step forward. Every person has to walk into Yom Kippur challenging himself. Where am I taking a step forward? And every person's step is different. You can't look at the next guy and say, I'll take his step, because he's at a different place in the race. We have our own private challenge. We are taught that every person has two beings. We have ourselves down here, but we also have an angelic representation in heaven. Meaning, there is a representative of every one of us in heaven that represents our potential. Represents us having lived up to our potential. And we're compared to that. It's very challenging to say, this is the best I can do. But after 120 years, we're going to be shown what we could have become. And we're added up to that. when the Torah says Avraham, Avraham, God calls Abraham during the binding of Isaac, and he calls him Avraham, Avraham. Our sages say that at that great moment of his life, Avraham was compared to his potential. That's why there was a double reference. God was saying, Avraham, and I'm comparing you to the other Avraham. And the same is true of Yaakov, Yaakov, Moshe, Moshe. Every time you find a person was referred to twice, that's because at that juncture in their life, God was saying, okay, now, this is your potential and this is where you're at. So, it's tempting to say, oh, I'll never make it that high. And then say, okay, so I'll just keep being where I am today. No. We have to enter Yom Kippur, cut the binds of the past, and start looking forward. And ask ourselves, what are the small steps we can take this year? For one person, it's going to be shutting his cell phone Friday night, not having a cell phone on Shabbos. For another person, it's going to be eating kosher. For a third person, it's going to be davening three times a day. For a fourth person, it's going to be putting on tefillin every day. You can't compare every person. We're all different. We're holding in different places in our lives. For another person, it's going to be not talking Lashon Hara. For another person, it's going to be talking to his parents with respect. For another person, it's going to be talking about his teachers with respect. For another person, it's going to be wearing a tzitzis, wearing a talis. We are different people. We're coming from different places. God doesn't compare us to the guy standing next to us. We shouldn't either. But God does compare us to ourselves. And that's the challenge. We do not have to exhaust ourselves. On the contrary, that's counterproductive. We do have to be productive and take a step forward. And that's where we have to challenge ourselves. Coming into Yom Kippur, we have to ask ourselves, okay, where am I taking that step forward?